USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Community members in North Texas are mourning the loss of 8 people killed in a shooting at an outdoor mall near Dallas. The public gathered at Cottonwood Creek Baptist Church in Allen for a prayer vigil Sunday evening to honor the victims. Speakers included Allen Mayor Ken Falk, who said hearts were broken Saturday when a gunman wearing body armor opened fire. 7 people are dead after a driver rammed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Investigators believe the crash may have been intentional. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House plans for dealing with the end of Title 42 fall well short of what's needed.
We need not 1,500 soldiers. We need 15,000 or 150,000 to secure the border because of the open border policies of the Biden administration.
Abbott appearing on Fox News Sunday. A surge of migrants is expected to cross the border when Title 42 expires on Thursday. One Republican senator says he isn't ready to endorse anyone for president.
James Lankford of Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week he didn't endorse anyone in 2016. It's possible he won't endorse anyone in 2024.
Several folks that are unannounced that may announce in the next couple of months, and then the first debates for Republicans will be in August.
Lankford sidestepped the question on whether he would be comfortable with former President Trump again being the GOP nominee. He replied that it's still early and the nominee process is just beginning. I'm Dave Collins.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner of Ohio says leaders from Israel, Egypt, and Jordan believe the U.S. needs to step up its influence in the region.
There are serious threats in the area, and the United States should be playing a role.
Turner joined the top-ranking Democrat Jim Hines of Connecticut on CNN's State of the Union. They each describe diplomacy in the Middle East as complicated. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A top Senate Democrat would like to see more oversight of Supreme Court justices.
The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the high court. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Dick Durbin said,
he could announce a code of conduct for the court and finally mean something. This is the Roberts Court. And history is going to judge him by the decision he makes on this.
Durbin has been conducting hearings on ethics reforms after reports surfaced about Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife receiving money and gifts from wealthy Republican donors. I'm John Schaefer.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards didn't air live on Sunday. Instead, the show is being scaled back to a pre-taped format after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. The WGA walked off the job May 2nd after talks broke down with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Denny Hamlin is the winner of the NASCAR Cup Series Advent Health 400 race in Kansas. Kyle Larson, Will Byron, Bubba Wallace, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top 5. A pair of NL West teams will begin next season on the road. According to ESPN, the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres are expected to start the 2024 season with a pair of games in South Korea. It will be the first time in history that an MLB game will be played in South Korea. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.